And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is, Sherry.
And here we are. We were just saying this is the last Wednesday of January already. It's been a great year so far, especially for the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we have some great guests on our show today. We have our guests from the Margaret T. Morris Center, the Prescott Area Watch Home Watch, the Data Aero LLC, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. At Yavapai Regional Medical Center's James Family Heart Center in Prescott, our heart doctors work together to find the solution that's best for you. YRMC's heart physicians are top in their cardiology specialties. They're trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That gets you back to an active life faster. The latest, less invasive procedures, innovative surgical solutions, world-class technology, and amazing heart specialists, all at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Inspired by you.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Robert, it's Prescott Chamber Day. Chamber Day every day for us.
It is Chamber Day every day, Sherry. Good afternoon.
But you're here to introduce our first guest.
Yes, I am, Sherry. Thank you. Our first guest is Mike Doreen, representing the Margaret T. Morris Center. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mike, your family life, maybe where you came from and how long you've been here before we dive into the Margaret T. Morris Center information.
TMI for you.
We want the scoop.
We want everything.
I'll come up with something good.
Our listeners want to hear all about you.
So, as we were chatting about before the show, I've been part of the local community for 25 years. My wife and I met here. We both love it here. And I'm the community liaison with the Margaret T. Morris Center, as well as our local adult day center, which we named after our founding director, Susan Rehm. So I've had the pleasure of working with both programs in the past. I came back last year, and I'm just thrilled to be back with the organization and thrilled to be here today.
25 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, it really is.
That's great.
It goes fast.
That's great, though. That's really neat.
And you said your wife and you met here in the Prescott area?
We sure did, absolutely.
Cool. What, did you meet like at school or?
We both met at work. We
at
worked
work.
At the same place.
Oh my goodness.
And then we started dating and I decided, well, I better start working somewhere else.
There you go.
And we've been happily married ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, congratulations. We're glad to have you. And, let's hear a little bit about, the center.
Terrific. So with the Margaret T. Morris Center, you know, we're giving tours. One of the things that we hear most often is this feels like home. We're a local nonprofit assisted living community. Located on Sunset Avenue in Prescott, and we specialize in caring for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. You know, as a matter of fact, the entire building is designed exclusively for memory care. So residents live in private or semi-private rooms in one of four neighborhoods, and then each neighborhood, you know, it doesn't open out into a cold hallway. It opens out into a shared living room area and a shared dining area to encourage that sense of warmth and togetherness with the other residents and with our care partners as well.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's really nice. And speaking of, if I can throw in a quick plug, lovely.
Please do.
I've got to throw in a plug for our therapeutic 1-acre strolling gardens out back. So we have horticultural therapy out there. And it's just as you take the walking paths, there are apple and plum trees, there are raised garden beds so that residents can work with plants and get their hands in the soil comfortably while in a seated position, and something we're really proud of.
Wow. And so this is, there's living arrangements at the center?
Absolutely. So with the Margaret T. Morris Center, we're a residential memory care community. So we provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week care. Care partners are always nearby, as well as our medical director who's on site twice a week, Dr. Kara Johnson. And our full-time nurse as well. And then we also have a day center out in Prescott Valley, which is a little different from the Margaret T. Morris Center in that the day center is a place for folks to go during the day. We serve all adults ages 18 and up. You can walk into our day center and meet people with MS, varying levels of memory loss, Parkinson's. And you can also meet folks who just want to go for the socialization, that social support that's so important to all of us.
So folks that visit the Adult Day Center don't have to be residents of the Margaret T. Morris Center.
You know, you sure don't. Not at
all.
And
cool.
18 and up. So.
Nice.
And it may say this in here, but do you offer any transportation to help the needs? Or?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. We offer transportation. The day center is open Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. So we offer transportation every day of the week. We'll come to your house. We'll pick you up at your doorstep and take you back home in the afternoon afterward. So sometimes people ask, well, you know, hey, I live in Chino or I live in Dewey. Can you still come pick me up? And, yeah, we'll go out to Paulden. We'll go out to Cordis. And, you know, we can usually arrange something for folks who live further out as well. And something I do want to mention about our day center in particular is, you know, sometimes people are interested and they say that would be beneficial to my loved one, you know, that socialization, the health support that you receive at a day center. But they're concerned about, well, am I able to afford this? And something I want to mention is just please give us a call. Come talk to us because there are multiple funding options available, thankfully, as we're talking about here in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was noticing here on the adult daycare center brochure, which I'm looking at while you're chatting, that there's some, you have financial solutions through the VA, NACOG, and things of that nature. So
absolutely, yeah. Altecs as well.
Yep,
so
yep. So so it looks like you've got all that area pretty well covered. And are you accepting residents right now?
You know, at the Margaret T. Morris Center, we always encourage people to give us a call because, you know, we're a local nonprofit. We want to help. We currently do have a waiting list at the Margaret T. Morris Center, but I always say, please give us a call. In terms of the Susan J. Rehm Adult Day Center out on Windsong Drive in Prescott Valley, we're still accepting folks there, and we'd love to have more participants.
Wonderful. Would you accept my little dog? No, I'm just teasing. Good therapy dog.
We love it.
It'd be a great therapy.
She needs something to do during the day.
We do have animals come in. We have music therapy.
Oh, wonderful. Lovely. See, there you go. tell us a little bit more about the Margaret T. Morris Center. You mentioned the units and all of that, but what else could you share with our listeners in regards to that center?
I'm kind of curious to who Margaret T. Morris actually is.
You got it. Yeah. And
you know, since it's named after Margaret T. Morris, probably right. A very good donor, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Longtime resident, perhaps. And
yeah, with Margaret T. Morris, and we're just tremendously grateful to the Margaret T. Morris Foundation. We created the Margaret T. Morris Center in 1999, and it's part of the Arizona Model of Care, and which is designed specifically to care for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. So when we created the Margaret T. Morris Center, that foundation was a generous donor, and we wanted to honor them by recognizing them with that name. And speaking of which, since we kind of have two names that people are always curious about, we have the Margaret T. Morris Center and we have the Susan J. Rehm Adult Day Center.
Yes.
Like, so it's always like, who was Margaret T. Morris
right.
and who's Susan J. Rehm?
Right.
So with Susan J. Rehm, she's our founding director, and she founded the Adult Day Center in 1982. Mm-hmm. So she had a social work background, and you know, in her work serving seniors in the community back then, she'd meet a lot of folks who, you know, would tell her that it's no longer safe for my loved one to be home all day, but at the same time, we're not ready for something like assisted living or skilled nursing. Mm-hmm. So she created the Adult Day Center, the Susan J. Rehm Adult Day Center, to help folks have that alternative so they wouldn't have to leave home before it was the right time for them. So we renamed it in her honor in 2011.
Well, and with all the activities you have going on at the day center, it almost feels like it becomes a social club, really.
It really does, and that's one of the wonderful things to see is that the participants at our day center and the residents at Margaret T. Morris really make it what it is.
Right.
It's just something we're so excited about, just their personalities and finding ways, you know, our philosophy of care both at the Margaret T. Morris Center as well as at the Susan J. Rehm Adult Day Center. We follow a philosophy of care called person-centered care, and that's really based on recognizing the inherent value of every individual as a unique person and maintaining that sense of dignity and respect in all of our care practices and all of our interactions. And so you see that social component, that's such a big part of person-centered care.
Well, it's wonderful that we have such great resources both here in Prescott and Prescott Valley to take care of our loved ones, because I think that if you've never been a part of someone, I think all of us have someone in our lives that this touches.
Absolutely.
And you want what's best for them and for you and for the whole family. So this kind of gives you the best of all the worlds here. For our listeners, why don't you go ahead and share your contact information if they want to get on that waiting list or maybe sign up for the Adult Day Center?
Perfect. Well, anybody who's interested in either of our programs or any of our upcoming events, because we have quite a few, just about every month we have something, you can reach my direct line at 928-441-1039, or online at adultcareservices.org.
And what kind of events do you have?
Well, you know, that's such a big part of what we enjoy doing is, you know, a nonprofit in the community. So every November, I know we're a little early for November,
but
we have a Veterans Appreciation Dinner, and we open that up to the community. And we also have something called Memory Cafe, which we're just tremendously excited about. It's a social outing for folks who have dementia and their caregivers, so they can just have an opportunity to get out of the house and enjoy some time together, meet new friends, enjoy a continental breakfast. That's 9 to 10:30 a.m. on the second Saturday of every month. And we have an email newsletter list as well. So anybody who wants to be updated on upcoming events, we'll just send that information right to your email inbox. So feel free to give me a call and I can get you added to that.
Very good. And then I also noticed that you're always willing to give a tour, and we have a tour and lunch.
You betcha. Yeah, you can call us at the Margaret T. Morris Center, 445-6633 for a tour and lunch.
Well, it seems like you're very passionate about this organization. I can tell just by visiting with you this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we are very thankful for this resource in our community and that you're a partner of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you all for just the opportunity to get on and spread the word.
Absolutely. And if there's anything we can ever do, just let us know.
You betcha.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And Robert, we're here with our second guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Good afternoon again. Yeah. Our second guest is Dan Russell from the Prescott Area Home Watch. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thanks, Robert. Sherry.
Oh, we're so glad to have you, Dan.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's a great afternoon. It's Prescott Day is what we always say, but every day is Prescott Day.
That's right.
But right now, it's the Prescott Area Home Watch Day.
Cool.
So tell us a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, say it again.
Oh, okay. The Prescott Area Home Watch Day.
Appreciate it.
So folks will remember that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from before we dive into the business part.
Appreciate it. I grew up in a town about the same size as Prescott in Burlington, Vermont.
I noticed your sweatshirt says Kenny Bunkport.
Well, you know, once
and
in a while.
I'm from Massachusetts, so Kenny Bunkport is in Maine, so that's
see
close.
The ocean.
Yeah.
But and my wife Fran, who couldn't be here today, she was born near Boston, but she was an Air Force brat. So
you said that right, too.
That's where Robert's from. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, making those connections.
Boston,
yeah. Yep.
And we both worked in city government for a long time for the utility departments. And essentially, we were at a conference and met In Chicago. So mm-hmm. I lived in Vermont. She lived in Colorado Springs. We
wow.
met in Chicago of huh. all places.
It's
so it has
city.
A special place in our
yeah.
heart.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of, you know, where we came from. We ended up in Colorado for 22 years.
Similar to here.
Yeah, yep. Very similar. And then moved to Tucson. That was an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
and we were there for 3 years. And mm-hmm. through that experience, we found Prescott, Arizona.
Yay.
And we love it here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the Prescott Area Home Watch.
Sure. When we were in Tucson, we were going on a 90-day road trip. And with our dog in the back, we put 13,346 miles approximately
wow.
on our vehicle, traveling to the Northeast, to mm-hmm. Florida, to Baton Rouge, to New Orleans, to Arkansas,
you
back
saw
to Colorado.
The country,
so
for
we
sure.
saw a lot of the
yeah.
country. And but we didn't want to leave our house empty and not have somebody check it out. So we hired a guy. He was former law enforcement. Came in every week and really checked all of our systems, ran our water, did flush the toilets, did all kinds of stuff, and checked the landscape, make sure everything was copacetic. So that's where the idea came. When we came to Prescott, we saw there was a gap in this mm-hmm. service, and there are a mm-hmm. lot of, you know, our target profile of our kind of target customers are travelers, multi-home owners, mm-hmm. People who have family emergencies and have to, you know, leave for extended periods of time. And so we saw that as a gap. We mostly have grown in the early days. We've been in business about a year. Through kind of organically through word of mouth, and
mm-hmm.
I think Preston
well, that's
is
always
very
a good
much
thing
a word of
when
mouth.
You're really
yeah.
good, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we started the business. Really, the way we approach it is well. By the way, all of our customers thus far, knock on wood or whatever this is, are repeat customers.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
So
yeah,
we're
yeah.
pretty proud of that.
Well, that's pretty important. You should be.
Thanks.
Yeah,
and I love it because our listeners don't know this, but we always get their marketing material, and I see here that you are criminal background checked, licensed, insured, and bonded.
Correct.
So that's yeah. that's I mean you're the real deal here.
It's really important.
Yes,
yeah.
it is.
That's where we spend most of our money in the
bet.
Early days.
Yeah, and you know you hear about this so many times where people will go on vacation, they come back and. Something broke and
right.
something's going on and it just costs way more damage than what it could have been if they had someone like you.
Correct. Yeah, I'm not an alarmist, but
right.
we've uncovered some kind of insidious water leaks, for
yeah.
example,
mm-hmm.
That we detect through checking their consumption from visit to visit. So we know how much they're using, and if they're not there, other than irrigation in the seasonal irrigation shouldn't have much usage unless we're, you know, running the water for, mm-hmm. for our reasons.
Well, and I think it's nice because I know all of us have neighbors and you try to be neighborly, but you don't really, you know, I mean, you might look over.
Right.
I mean, you're going in and you're checking everything and you're walking the property and, you know, there's so many things that you know, not just peeking over the fence can find.
Right. Yeah. There's...
This is a thorough walkthrough from and random surveillance and all of that. So
we start with it's like a 5 or 6 page document that basically when we do a meet and greet with our prospects, we go through and really tailor it to what they need. And the frequency of what they need could be weekly, could be biweekly, could be twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
It really varies from we've got a customer that wants it every 2 or 3 days when they're away. They have an older home. We have a variety of things that we go through and really tailor it down to what they need to a customer.
And what's your range? Quad City?
Yeah, we're focused on the Quad City. We've really been primarily in Prescott. We're licensed in Prescott Valley. And we'll venture out, but we're
right.
just trying to grow first.
Not Hawaii?
Not Hawaii.
You're
I
open for discussion.
He gets in there, yeah. House trade.
I know Fran is
we want to keep
so.
You here, but open for discussion.
The rates might be a little higher than Prescott. But, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, why don't you let our listeners know what your contact information is so that they could get a hold of you.
So it's we have a 928 number, 928-233-6101. My direct number is a Denver number, but it's hard to get rid of the cell phone numbers. 303-378-1671. You can find us on the web, thepahw, as in PrescottAreaHomeWatch.com. We're also on Facebook. Check us out. That's about it.
Well,
For
contact information, yeah. And, you know, I just keep looking at what all you offer, and I'm just amazed at some of the things that that you can help out with. Start and move vehicles. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing I can remember when I was moving here, which has been 3 years already. That time flies. But I was told when you come to Arizona, pack rats will get up into your vehicles
and
chew the wires and things like that. So these are details that you just don't think of.
Well, just
until
starting
you come
the vehicle
back
too.
And you can't.
Right. When you know, sometimes I'll go into a garage and every time I tap on the hood and tap on the car to make sure there hasn't been. Mm-hmm. I've found chipmunks in garages and. There are steps you can take. Lighting is a good thing. Rats don't like lighting.
Okay.
You can keep your hood open and put a light in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's one method. There are mixed stories on.
We're just starting the vehicle. Period.
Just starting the vehicle. Move it. For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you're gone for a long period of time.
Yeah. So.
There you go. Well, how fun for you and Fran to have this business. You've been doing this for about a year. And and you know, so people can get a hold of you, and you have this 5-page document to go through with them, which is a very thorough document.
Yeah, we tailor it down to what they need.
Any other thoughts or ideas that you want to give our listeners regarding your business?
Well, I one thing I will say, in the city of Prescott, I never talk myself out of business, but the Citizens on Patrol program that they have, will, if you're traveling, say I'm gone for a week, call the police department and have them drive by your home. So that's a free service, doesn't really impact us because we go in and do a thorough check and run water, flush toilets, and check for pests and make sure Goldilocks isn't sleeping in the bed. And well, Fran and I have been heavily involved in, you know, we've gone to the Citizen Fire Police and the city. Academies, and so we're trying to do a lot and embed ourselves in the city of Prescott.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great tip for our listeners to realize that you can call the police, but again, that's a drive-by. And what you offer is much more thorough, and I think something that is very important for the area, especially those that may have a seasonal home here or. Right. Something up to that nature.
Yeah, we have a variety. People that live in the valley have a second home up here. We have people that are have gone on a worldwide cruise. So we're checking their home. So that's
so
a
what's,
lot of
what's,
different reasons.
What's the most unique situation that you found?
You did mention Goldilocks.
I haven't found Goldilocks yet, but
good.
We did.
Well, that's good.
When we had a major storm, 10 or 12 inches, and we had a customer above Prescott, I won't tell you exactly where it is, obviously.
Right.
We could not get up to their driveway. I have four-wheel drive. But I could get to the end of their driveway, which was about an eighth of a mile long.
Uh-huh.
So there's a thing on Facebook that I have. I have snowshoes, so I'll go anywhere, basically.
I
walked up the eighth of a mile and checked their home, and anyway, just...
You climbed the mountain in the snow to check the home. I love it. That's great.
That was kind of unique.
Well, again, this is what I think is a pretty neat service here. Anything else that you can share to our listeners?
Well, I think, you know, the most important thing that we do is if something unexpected happens. Now, we may not be there exactly when it happens. You know, if you're gone for an extended period of time, don't shut the water off at the street. That's not something that Prescott Water wants you to do or any water department, because there's risk there as well. But shut the water off in your house, but have somebody like us only us, come in and run your water periodically. At least every other week is what I recommend.
So, yeah.
And those are things that we check under the counters. We make sure there's no leaks. Mm-hmm. Hot water heaters are notorious. Mm-hmm. Dishwashers are notorious.
Right.
Even the new dryers that now have water going to them mm-hmm. for steam. Mm-hmm. So, those are areas that we pay a lot of attention
to. Refrigerator water lines.
Refrigerator, if you leave for an extended period of time, the power goes off and you've left your ice maker on.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They have one of those newer refrigerators at my mother-in-law's house, and the power went off and... We had no idea that you had to reset the dang thing.
Yeah.
Like, this thing's blinking at it.
Reboot your refrigerator.
Yeah. All day. I said, I don't know. I'll come over. I came over with my coolers all ready to go.
Yeah. Well, Dan, you have been throwing out some pretty fun tips as well, which I'm sure our listeners will appreciate. I'm sitting here thinking, man, I've gone out of town before. I've never shut the water off.
Well,
to my water, to my house.
Excuse me.
It
just depends on how long you're going.
Right. Yeah. But still, even if you're going for a week or so, that's a great mm-hmm. tip. And you've talked about the, calling the police department and mm-hmm. having drive-bys. But again, I think what you do is just phenomenal.
I'll caution you a little bit about shutting water off and turning it back on because, again, depending on the age of your home.
Right.
Be careful with that mm-hmm. because if the valves are old, you're also, there's a potential risk there.
And some homes don't have the inside water shut off. I know older homes because I'd have to put one in my house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those, there's a variety of factors when we go in and we talk.
A lot of folks don't even know what that is.
Right.
So what do you love most about what you do?
Oh, man. It's, the feeling of knowing that somebody trusts you mm-hmm. to come into their home and check their systems out, make sure everything is okay, and then we send a very detailed report after every home check and we'll text or email or whatever the customer wants us to do if anything is amiss.
Yeah.
So we're real careful, real timely, and try to be responsive to our customers. Like I said, all of our customers are repeat, so I have to knock on Malamite or whatever this is.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, Dan, we are so thrilled to have you be part of the Chamber family. We are thankful for that. And if you want to give our listeners a shout-out of your phone number again where they can get a hold of you for their next vacation, they can have their home watched over.
Appreciate it. So it's Dan Russell, 303-378-1671. That's my direct number. That's probably the best way.
There you go. Well, thank you again for being on our
Thanks
show
for
today.
Having me.
And
appreciate it.
Anything
Sherry.
We can do to help you. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And of course, we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year.
You said that already.
Okay, well, how about warm wishes for a wonderful winter?
What?
Don't make me say it again. I think I hurt my tongue.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical and start the new year with a new furnace. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Senate Public Safety Committee passes a bill to track and record anti-Semitic crimes. Senate President Karen Fann's bill requires DPS to collect and store information on crimes showing evidence of anti-Jewish bias.
If you look at the Jewish religion, the Holocaust, everything that they have endured, it has been far worse than any religion I can possibly imagine on earth. Such things as the gunman that stormed into the Pittsburgh Tree of Life Synagogue, which killed 11 congregants and wounded six others.
Gilbert Republican Eddie Farnsworth doesn't think Jewish people should be singled out.
I don't think this is exclusive to the Jewish population. I think you see a hostility that has arisen for a lot of religions.
SB 1143 heads next to the Rules Committee. Breezy, scattered rain and snow showers today and this evening, dissipating late tonight, chilling overnight to a breezy 28 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then clearing to mostly sunny highs around 52 and 56 tomorrow and Friday, up to 62 through the weekend, before Monday and Tuesday's big chill arrives. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, scattered showers continue today, ending tonight, cooling to a breezy 35 after bedtime, warming toward and through the sunny weekend with highs near 58 tomorrow, 63 Friday, 70 Saturday and Sunday before that huge back-to-work cool-down. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
This just in, a huge blizzard is headed to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. And this blizzard is full of cash. It's the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash. Earn entries January 2nd through January 29th playing your favorite games. Castle Club members receive 2x points on Thursdays. Then, Sundays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., every hour, one lucky winner will have their chance at the grand prize of $250,000 cash. Bundle up for big wins at the $250,000 Blizzard of Cash, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four different savory chili entrees that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor our unique made-from-scratch chilies, a different one each week as you chase away the winter cold here at PBC. Our brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day, It's Prescott Chamber Day for us every day, isn't
we
it?
We say that a lot, yeah,
well,
but it really is.
It's been crazy. We're under renovations at the office, and it's been a really great time for us.
Yeah, we're having a good time. Lots of great changes, so come on down and check them out next week.
Yeah, and we could kick ourselves because our next guest, who you're going to introduce, shared something really cool with us. So.
Yes, thanks, Sherry. Good afternoon. Our next guest is John Lee from Data Aero LLC. Welcome to the show, John.
Well, thanks, Robert, and thanks, Sherry, for having me today.
And you've been a chamber member for a while, and you have lots of different things to talk about today, I know.
I do.
We're really excited about some of these.
Really fired up.
Because people, when they hear the name, they say, well, what the heck is Data Aero? You know, it's like Aero. It's like A-E-R-O. Tell us all about it.
So before I go into that, I'll talk a little bit about myself.
Yeah, please do. We want to absolutely brag about the family.
Yeah. So first and foremost, I'm a husband. I'm a father of four.
Wow.
Marine Corps vet, and in my spare time, you know, I got a 3.5 year old and an 8 month old.
You don't have much time.
I'm also a Walker Fire volunteer firefighter. Wow. back in the township of Walker. Mm-hmm. So moving into Data Aero, what is Data Aero? So basically, we capture data in several different formats from an aerial platform and new from terrestrial ground-based platforms as well now. So, and that data can be imagery, it can be videos, it can be thermal data. So we have drones that have thermal cameras that see heat signatures instead of visible light, what we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. And that's good for inspecting roofs. It's good for saving lives. You can actually find somebody in an open field as long as they haven't assumed room temperature, you know, the temperature difference between them and the ground.
Right.
So imagine an Alzheimer's patient that got lost in an open field and have no idea where they are. We can search for them very fast and find them. For wildland fires, you know, being able to see the heat signature through the smoke is a very, very important thing. So that's where Data Aero came from, and we've recently switched gears and become more of a reality capture company. So if you think of the drone, we take pictures from top down, straight down, and we don't collect vertical surfaces, so the sides of buildings and under the eaves and stuff like that very easily. So what we do is we augment that data with a terrestrial-based, ground-based LiDAR scanner or 360 camera to fill in those gaps. And that data can be used for construction, for safety, you know, safety of a job site, safety of, you know, our surrounding area. You can use it for inventory. Let's say a lumber yard. They need to know where their machinery is on the property, as well as, you know, all of their lumber stockpiles. You can count trees, you know, let's say FireWise, which our community is very involved in with FireWise, Walker and Groom Creek. We can actually count beetle kill trees, which we want to get those out of our forest for several different reasons. But we can count those through drones a lot easier than we can through on foot. So that's a little bit about that.
Well, John, you always talk about the family and stuff, but how did you get involved in this kind of work?
So, if you remember when I first came on the radio show, I had another company. I still do. It's called Off Grid Networks,
right?
And we provide internet to communities, rural communities. So we manage a company called Walker Wi-Fi back in Walker. And we have, you know, I think it's around 250 customers, and we provide internet, high-speed internet, to our customers back in Walker. Mm-hmm. We're one of the only options. The other options are satellite internet.
Right.
So I bought the drone because I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
Right.
You know, I'll be 43 this year on July 4th. So I bought the drone, and I have 9 screws and a 9 screws and a
yep.
plate in my ankle.
Oh, yep.
Too.
Yep. Yep.
So I like to stay on the ground as much as I can. So imagine back in Walker.
Yeah.
I have to find clear line of sight to my towers.
Yeah.
And, you know, walking a ridge and stuff like that, I don't like to do that stuff anymore. So I bought the drone to be able to find clear line of sight to my towers and inspect my towers.
Uh-huh.
Well, shortly after I bought the drone, I found out that I had to be licensed to fly the drone.
Yes.
So I did that.
Yeah.
I am FAA licensed to fly drones under the Part 107.
Right.
So, and while I'm doing this work for my other business, I'm like, this is really cool. I love this. So talking to my wife, and I said, you know, I think I want to start another business. And she's like, okay, let's do it.
Hang on to your horses.
So we've been building it. You know, we started the LLC in December of 2018.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just growing the company and getting more customers and providing customers what they need, the data that they need.
Right.
Whether it's from a safety standpoint, keeping people on the ground, you know, off of scaffolding, I sum it up like this. Anything that needs to be visibly inspected without being physically touched is what a drone is good for.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We can't physically touch something
right.
with a drone. However,
right.
we can pinpoint the places that we think mm-hmm. need to be physically touched so we can strategically either place our ladder or scaffolding or something like that.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
the safety factor goes up and the speed factor goes up.
Yeah.
We can inspect a lot of ground with drones very fast.
Wow, how fun is that? So you kind of fell in love with this and
absolutely.
The rest is history.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I was thinking, you mentioned you do the roofs inspections.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of people that have solar on their roofs too.
Absolutely.
I bet that's a...
So I glad you brought that up. So I'm sure, you know, a lot of the listeners remember, I think it's been 2 or 3 years ago now, that there when the... drone program at the college was just starting up.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go fly the drone and
right.
and do something.
Right.
Well, they didn't know at the time, but they took off and flew the solar panels over in Prescott Valley over the school and realized that a lot of the solar panels were actually malfunctioning.
Wow.
Oh.
So a malfunctioning solar panel actually puts off more ambient heat
uh-huh.
than the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
And it'll actually show up on a thermal image with one of the drones that I have.
Wow.
So you can actually, and you can't see it with mm-hmm. visible light with mm-hmm. our eyeballs.
Right.
It needs to be able to see that heat signature.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, that's a great use case and it practical. And I'm sure people remember that story.
Right. Well, and you know, I mean, who wants to climb up on their roof and look at a solar panel?
Exactly.
You know, I mean.
And like I said, you can't,
right.
You can't do it without specialized equipment.
Right.
So it takes a thermal camera to do that, and it's a fairly expensive piece of equipment.
Well, tell us, John, a little bit more about – we talked a little bit before the show about some of the services that you can do for homeowners, like if you were doing a reconstruction project at your house, mm-hmm. you want to do a before and after,
so
that type of thing.
Our typical customers are not really the homeowner. However, it's the construction contractor
mm-hmm.
Or – Somebody that might want to get an inspection of their solar
right.
panels, you know, to make sure that they're, you know.
So the homeowner could have you, Data Arrow,
absolutely.
Just go to the construction company and say, I would like to have this done.
Absolutely.
Add it on to my list of to-dos.
Yeah. Or if they just want to make sure that their solar panels are working properly,
mm-hmm.
they can give us
mm-hmm.
a call.
Cool.
So talk more about the reality capture point of view. So we work with real estate agents to create 3D virtual tours
mm-hmm.
to walk through homes.
Yeah.
And we combine the drone video and pictures as well, to create that. But on the more technical side of things, so in a construction environment, if you have a building that's already existing,
mm-hmm.
let's use the Chamber of Commerce
right. Yeah.
building
We're
for
remodeling.
Example,
yeah.
remodeling. So it would have been great to be
yeah.
able to get a before and after.
We needed to talk
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
for history.
So when the contractor came in, he had to take lots and lots of measurements of everything.
Yep.
Well, instead of taking physical measurements with a tape measure, we could have come in with our scanner and actually scanned it and given that data to the architect to actually see millimeter accuracy measurements of the real world environment. Even if there were blueprints, most blueprints aren't exactly correct. We need to know exactly what the measurements are. So that's just a really good example of what we can do. Millimeter accuracy measurements inside and outside the home. We work with civil engineers and we work directly with a surveyor to create topo maps for building sites, for land development sites. So it's really awesome data that we can create.
Absolutely. Well, before we run out of time, let's share with our listeners your contact information so that they can give you a call.
Absolutely. Again, my name is John Lee, and my cell phone number is 928-910-3614, or our 800 number is 888-320-0715, and you can look us up on the web as well. It's data, dataaero.io. So give me a call, and we can talk about your project.
So, folks, you've been listening to John Lee from Data Aero LLC. Thank you for being on the show.
And we're so glad that you're a chamber member and a great partner. And this year's the year we're going to get you to sign up to be an ambassador.
Ta-da. I filled out the paperwork today.
Wow. Yay. We'll be looking for it. Thanks again for being on the show. And you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
It's the year of the cat, which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year, the year of the cat.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 7.5% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or Trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
You home already?
Yeah, it's just too nasty to be out and about. I think I'll just have Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott deliver the stuff we need.
What's that? Pet food deliveries?
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals, and yes, you heard that right. Pet food, pet supply, and bird seed deliveries within 10 miles of our Prescott store to your door. And delivery is free on orders over $25. You just call our Prescott store at 445-1664, give our cashier your order, pay by credit card, and we'll have it to you the same day if you order in the morning before we leave.
Okay, but don't you want to see us in your store?
Yeah, but sometimes you just can't make it here when you need the food and other goodies. Or you just need some muscle to load it into the storage bins at your house. This delivery service will take care of that. And once again, it's free on deliveries over $25 within 10 miles of Olson's Prescott store. And as an added bonus, you'll get Olson's Good Enough Just Isn't service because we have an incredible delivery driver. See you at your house.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sherry with the Prescott Chamber, and it's Chamber Day, and we're just having so much fun. We had a lot of great guests today.
We've had great guests today, Sherry.
Yeah, and now we just want to talk a little bit about what's coming up. And I do always have to plug this. We want to remind our listeners to always shop locally. Please shop brick and mortar and shop our businesses here in the area.
Yep, and come on down to the Prescott Chamber and purchase one of these great gift certificates that we offer for our brick and mortar folks in the whole area. So
it's a great way if you've got Valentine's Day coming up and you might have a birthday.
Yep.
Like my husband's is tomorrow. Uh-oh. And don't know what to get him. That's a perfect gift. I
sure
hope he's
is.
Not listening. But Robert, tell us what's going on this weekend.
Well, there's quite a few things as usual going on in the Prescott area. It actually is a slow period for us. But at the Prescott Center for the Arts, which is our live theater in an old church, so if you haven't been down there, get down there. And that's January 31st through February 9th, The Unexpected Guest. And again, that's live theater. More information, get on their website, www.pca-az.net. And another great event that a lot of folks don't really know about this place, but it's a great place. It's the Natural History Institute, and it's on Marina Street. And from January 31st through April 10th, they have an exhibit and a lot of information for you. Arizona Originals, Native Plants of Arizona. And everybody that lives in Prescott needs to go to this.
Absolutely.
For the native plants, because we certainly need to know about that.
Exactly.
And that's from 5 to 7:30. At the Natural History Institute.
Well, it looks like there's breakfast for dinner at the Founders Brewery.
And that's at the Park Plaza, yeah.
And people should go there. But there's been construction there, so that's another brick and mortar to support during the construction time.
Yeah, that's Friday, January 31st. Mm-hmm. And the Park Plaza Liquor and Deli is a go-to.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hometown place.
It is.
And they'll teach you all about wine and beer and food, too. So get down there, January 31st at 5 to 7, Park Plaza Liquor and Deli. Voyager, the Journey Tribute, is going to be at the Elks Theater at 7 p.m. on Friday, January 31st. So you could do the Park Plaza Liquor and Deli and then head over to the Elks Theater and do the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And also on January 31st at the Elks Performing Arts Center, which is on the third floor, is Tom Chapin in concert.
Yep, and that's a great place to see.
And that's at 7 p.m.
Tom has been around Prescott for a long, long time, so that should be a really good show. And for more information on that, the Tom Chapin and Concert Show, go to their website at www.folksessions.com.
And for more information about all of these upcoming events, you can visit our website at prescott.org, and we have all of them listed.
Yep.
And, of course, don't forget about Groundhog's Day. That's February 2nd.
That's coming up fast,
and
folks.
I think there's also something else going on. There's a Super Bowl.
Valentine's, maybe. Yeah, Super Bowl, then Valentine's.
So, but thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll chat with you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.